Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, May 6, 2025.
U.S. stock futures tumble after Trump's tariff announcement. U.S. stock index futures took a dramatic plunge after President Trump announced a 100% tariff on foreign films. This bold move has raised worries about rising trade conflicts around the globe. The Dow fell by 0.59%. The S&P 500 dropped 0.76%, and the Nasdaq decreased by 0.91%, reflecting investor concerns about the impact on the film industry and international relations. As the Federal Reserve prepares to meet this week, analysts expect interest rates to stay the same despite these tensions. The film industry, which relies heavily on international markets, could face higher expenses, potentially leading to increased ticket prices for moviegoers. This situation highlights the complexities of trade and the challenges posed by protectionist policies.
Legislation to combat AI chip smuggling. U.S. Representative Bill Foster, a Democrat from Illinois, is pushing for new legislation to stop the smuggling of artificial intelligence chips made by NVIDIA into China. This bipartisan effort aims to track these critical chips after their sale, preventing unauthorized military use. Despite stricter export controls from former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, smuggling continues to be a problem. NVIDIA has raised concerns about its inability to monitor its products once sold. Foster believes technology exists to track these chips and plans to direct the U.S. Department of Commerce to create regulations for this purpose. He warns that the Chinese Communist Party could exploit these chips to develop weapons or advance AI capabilities. The urgency has grown with the rise of China's DeepSeek AI system, which uses NVIDIA chips that are banned for sale. Recently, three Chinese nationals were charged with fraud in Singapore related to servers that may have contained these chips. Foster's proposed legislation would require the Department of Commerce to establish regulations within 6 months, with support from both Democrats and Republicans.
FinAI's restructuring amid legal challenges. FinAI, the organization behind ChatGPT, is making waves with a bold restructuring plan that keeps its nonprofit parent in control of its for-profit division. This decision follows criticism and a dramatic lawsuit from co-founder Elon Musk, who claims OpenAI has strayed from its mission to develop AI for the greater good. Originally proposed in December 2022, the plan aimed to turn OpenAI's for-profit arm into a public benefit corporation, balancing profit with social responsibility. However, the latest announcement confirms that the nonprofit will continue to oversee operations and hold a significant stake. This shift is crucial for OpenAI to attract funds and stay competitive in the fast-paced AI landscape. CEO Sam Altman describes the decision as a necessary compromise that satisfies investors while remaining true to the organization's core goals. Meanwhile, Musk's lawsuit seeks to block this transition, with a jury trial set for March 2026. Earlier this year, Musk's consortium made a staggering $97.4 billion bid for OpenAI, which Altman rejected, highlighting the serious stakes involved in the future of AI.
Reuters wins Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting on fentanyl crisis. Reuters has been awarded the Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting for its eye-opening series, Fentanyl Express. This investigation revealed the shocking international trade of chemicals used to produce fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid linked to around 450,000 deaths in the U.S. Reporters uncovered how easily accessible and cheap these precursor chemicals are, with materials purchased for just $3,600 capable of generating fentanyl worth $3 million. The series exposed the complex supply chain driving the opioid epidemic and how suppliers in China take advantage of U.S. trade regulations, particularly a loophole that allowed tariff-free shipments under $800. Recently, the Trump administration closed this loophole to curb the flow of these dangerous substances. The dedicated Reuters team, including journalists Maurice Tamman and Laura Gottesdiener, conducted their investigation from various locations, including the U.S., Mexico, and China. Their findings highlight the significant challenges U.S. authorities face and the role of Mexican drug cartels in this crisis. Alessandra Galloni, editor-in-chief of Reuters, praised the team's commitment, emphasizing how investigative journalism can drive change and hold those in power accountable.
Telemessage app suspends services after security breach. The telemessage app has hit pause on its services after a shocking security breach exposed user messages. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed that U.S. Customs and Border Protection disabled the app on their devices as a precaution. Smarsh, the company behind telemessage, is investigating the incident, raising serious concerns about communication security. A photo from Reuters showed U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz using the app during a cabinet meeting, which intensified scrutiny over its safety features. Waltz had previously created a signal group for real-time updates on U.S. military actions in Yemen, which faced backlash after a journalist was mistakenly added. This incident highlights the urgent need for secure communication tools in government. As the investigation unfolds, we may see stricter regulations and enhanced security measures for sensitive applications.
European Union's new initiative to attract scientists. On May 5, 2025, at the Choose Europe for Science event in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron introduced an exciting new program to draw scientists and researchers to Europe. The European Union plans to invest 500 million euros in a large funding initiative from 2025 to 2027. This move responds to the Trump administration's freeze on U.S. funding for diversity and inclusion efforts, raising concerns among scientists. Macron stressed the importance of freedom in research, insisting that Europe should be a welcoming place for scientists. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen supported this commitment, promising to safeguard scientific research and promote diversity. The funding will empower researchers to pursue innovative projects and collaborate across Europe, boosting the continent's edge in scientific research. This initiative aims to prevent a potential brain drain of talent to other regions, creating an environment where scientific inquiry can thrive. How will this reshape the future of research in Europe?
Impact of U.S. tariff policies on Swiss businesses. Robert Wiest, president of the Swiss Chinese Chamber of Commerce, recently shared insights on the effects of U.S. tariff policies during an interview in Geneva. He described the U.S. approach to tariffs as a storm brewing in global trade, creating significant uncertainty. While the U.S. aims to restore jobs through these tariffs, this strategy has pushed away allies and trading partners without delivering the desired results. Wiest pointed out a striking example. The U.S. imposed a 31% tariff on Swiss imports, much higher than the 20% tariff on the European Union. Although a 90-day pause was announced, a 10% tariff still stands. He stressed that the uncertainty caused by these tariffs is more damaging than the tariffs themselves. With the Swiss franc gaining strength against the U.S. dollar, Swiss companies face rising costs in the American market. Exports make up about 80% of Switzerland's GDP, making strong trade agreements with the European Union and China more crucial than ever. As the U.S. market becomes less stable, exploring alternative markets will be essential for Swiss trade.
JPMorgan Chase leverages AI amid market instability. JPMorgan Chase & Company, the largest bank in the U.S., is using artificial intelligence to navigate recent market chaos. In April 2025, the bank's chief executive officer of asset and wealth management revealed that AI tools significantly improved client management during turbulent times caused by tariff announcements from President Donald Trump. These tariffs led to a sharp drop in stock market values, wiping out trillions of dollars. With features like Coach AI, financial advisors can quickly access research and investment advice, enhancing their support for wealthy clients. JPMorgan expects these AI-driven tools will help advisors grow their client rosters by 50% in the next 3 to 5 years. The bank also reported a 20% increase in gross sales from 2023 to 2024, crediting AI for this growth. So far, AI has saved JPMorgan about $1.5 billion through better fraud prevention and streamlined operations. As the financial landscape evolves, Other major firms like Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley are also investing in AI, highlighting the crucial role of technology in finance during uncertain times.
Ford suspends financial guidance amid tariff challenges. Ford Motor Company has made a bold move by suspending its annual financial guidance due to unpredictable tariffs from former U.S. President Donald Trump. The automaker estimates these tariffs will cost about $1.5 billion in profits before interest and taxes, adding roughly $2.5 billion in overall expenses, mainly from importing vehicles from Mexico and China. CEO Jim Farley has expressed concerns about the impact on the automotive industry, noting it's too early to gauge competitors' responses. In February 2025, Ford projected profits between $7 billion and $8.5 billion for the year, excluding tariff effects. However, earnings per share fell to 14 cents in the first quarter, down from 49 cents a year earlier. Net income dropped sharply to $471 million, while revenue decreased by 5% to $40.7 billion, exceeding expectations. The uncertainty around tariffs has raised consumer worries about potential vehicle price hikes. Ford is also facing significant losses in its electric vehicle segment, projecting losses of up to $5.5 billion this year. In response, General Motors has updated its profit forecast, indicating tariffs could cost it up to $5 billion.
Netanyahu warns of escalating military action in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning about a looming military action in the Gaza Strip, following a decision by Israel's Security Cabinet to intensify military efforts. He stated, "We are on the eve of increased military action in Gaza, with the goals of defeating Hamas and securing the release of hostages. The situation has deteriorated, with Israeli airstrikes resulting in the deaths of 2,459 Palestinians since March 18, 2025. The total death toll since the conflict began in October 2023 has reached 52,567, highlighting a severe humanitarian crisis. Concerns are growing within the Israeli military about the new offensive, as Military Chief Eyal Zamir warned it could endanger hostages held by Hamas. A senior Israeli security official mentioned that Hamas has until mid-May to negotiate a hostage deal before military operations commence. The Israeli government insists on a deal that would involve releasing more Israeli hostages in exchange for a temporary truce. If no agreement is reached, the Israel Defense Forces will move forward with full force, maintaining control over any territory seized to prevent further terrorist activities.
U.S. dollar faces challenges amid trade talks. The U.S. dollar is encountering significant challenges against several Asian currencies as of May 6, 2025. The Taiwan dollar is on fire, reaching a three-year high of 29.59 TWD per USD, thanks to positive market sentiment following recent trade talks with the United States. In Hong Kong, the monetary authority stepped in, purchasing over 60 billion Hong Kong dollars to stabilize the local currency against the U.S. dollar. Other currencies are also making waves. The Australian dollar is near a five-month high at 0.6449 U.S. dollars, while the Japanese yen is trading at 143 Japanese yen and 99 sen per USD, slightly weaker after a recent surge. The Chinese yuan has strengthened to 7 Chinese yuan and 23 cents per USD, its highest level since March 20, following the reopening of trade. These shifts reflect a growing investor sentiment moving away from the U.S. dollar amid ongoing geopolitical tensions. The dollar index has dropped 4.3% this month, marking the largest decline in over 2 years. As the Federal Reserve prepares to announce its policy decision, many are watching closely, as future choices could significantly influence currency values and the global economy.
Iran's nuclear program and U.S. sanctions. Ismail Baghaei, spokesperson for the Iranian Foreign Ministry, spoke in Tehran on May 5, 2025, about Iran's nuclear program. He stated that Iran has no plans to militarize its nuclear capabilities and urged the United States to be sincere in its request for Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons. Baghaei reaffirmed Iran's commitment to using nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, in line with international law. These comments come amid rising tensions between Iran and the U.S., largely due to sanctions that have severely impacted Iran's economy. Baghia's statements coincide with ongoing indirect negotiations between Iran and the U.S., mediated by Oman. So far, three rounds of talks have taken place, the first in Muscat on April 12, the second in Rome on April 19, and the third again in Muscat on April 26. A fourth round scheduled for May 3 in Rome was postponed due to planning issues. The outcome of these negotiations is vital for regional stability and international relations.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.